Welcome to another episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and joining me as always is Daniel.
Hi Emma, glad to be here. So, guess what I just learned about measurement fidelity, and how it's revolutionizing the way we collect data in our industry.
I see, so what exactly is measurement fidelity?
It's the ability of a system to reproduce the output in the same form as the input. It's about how well a device can present the real-world phenomenon it is measuring.
Oh, I see. So it's like the accuracy of the measurement system, right?
Exactly, and in the aerospace industry, where precision is critical, having high measurement fidelity is essential.
Right, so how does this apply to pressure scanners?
Well, there are pressure scanners that use a native differential pressure sensor, which senses a live reference and surface pressure measurement simultaneously. The output is a direct, uncalculated function of both of these influences.
Wow, that sounds really precise.
It is. The accuracy of these native differential sensors is generally around the 0.06% level. So on a 100 mbar range, a measurement accuracy of 0.06 mbar can be safely attributed.
And what about other types of sensors?
If a pair of absolute mode sensors is used, each will typically have a measurement range of 1,200 mbar, with an accuracy of around 0.1%. This means that each sensor typically yields a measurement performance of around 1.2 mbar, and when two sensors are used to produce a combined measurement, this can reach 2.4 mbar.
Wow, that is so cool. So the native differential measurement can be up to almost 50 times more accurate than the absolute derived measurement.
Exactly, and this is before we even consider the resolution of the same measurement, which is also at a higher level in the differential device.
What about components like AD converters?
Ah, right, AD converters vary between 16 and 24 bit in the current market, and they can impact overall measurement fidelity in the instruments.
Oh, I see, so the higher the bit, the more accurate the measurement.
Yes, but it's not just about the bit rate. Temperature compensation, engineering data conversion, and in some cases IEEE 1588 PTP level data synchronization can also impact overall measurement performance.
Right, so all of this and some measurement systems can exceed 1500 channels. That's a lot of data to collect, read and output accurately.
Exactly, and this is where the integration of high-speed, high-resolution AGS becomes crucial.
What do you mean by that?
Well, these converters have remarkable sampling rates and resolution, allowing for the capture of intricate signal details with exceptional precision.
So they can distinguish minute variations in pressure?
Yes, down to as low as 0.00008 pascals change. That's incredibly precise.
Wow, that's amazing. So what are some applications where this level of detail is important?
Applications like aerodynamics testing or combustion analysis, where even slight deviations can have significant implications.
Right, and who is providing these high-precision pressure scanners?
EvoScan registered and ScannerValve pressure scanners, available from Evolution Measurement, are exemplars of precision in measurement technology.
So these systems stand out for their commitment to achieving unparalleled measurement fidelity.
Exactly, and with the integration of high-speed, high-resolution AGS, these systems can distinguish minute variations in pressure with exceptional precision.
Thanks, Daniel, for explaining this fascinating topic. I think our listeners will find this really interesting, especially with companies like Bay Systems, Rolls-Royce, and others in our region using these technologies.
Absolutely, and as the aerospace industry continues to evolve, measurement fidelity will only become more important.
That's right. So until next time, this is Emma and Daniel signing off from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.